I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1109, Fickle or Forever. You've heard the old joke about the young man who tells his girlfriend, I love you so much. I'd cross the deepest ocean. I'd climb the highest mountain. I'd forge the raging river. And I'll see you tomorrow if it doesn't rain. We're so used to being disappointed in love that we just assume that's the way it is. Everyone's going to let us down, right? No one will truly love us, despite all the poetic rhetoric to the contrary. We've all had people that we trusted, and they betrayed us, disappointed us, even abandoned us, after they strongly professed their undying love and devotion to us. We've experienced it in teenage love that doesn't last, but we really thought it would. We experienced it in unfaithful spouses, disloyal friends, selfish parents who never could seem to love us the way we needed to be loved. The examples are endless. But what if we could rest in a love that was forever, not fickle? How would that change how we, in turn, could love others? I think the difference would be dramatic. This podcast, T2G, or The Two Greatest, is about love. Not a fickle love, but a forever love. A love that loves us, full stop, period, and exclamation point. And it's the challenge, then, to try to emulate and imitate that love with others in our lives. The Bible reminds us again and again that God's love is different. It's first, it initiates rather than just responds when we love. It's unconditional. It's not dependent upon our life or being good enough. It's unending. It's not going to run out of steam or expire. And that concept's all over the place, but just take one verse today. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if, and I know it's a big if, but if we believe that we are loved by someone who will always love us, never take it back, never betray us, if we believe we are loved no matter what, even when we're at our worst, well then, the last part of that verse makes sense. I've drawn you with loving kindness. That kind of love's like a magnet. We want to be near that person. Because around them, we feel safe and secure and wanted, just as I am, as the old hymn says. Henry Nouwen wrote about it. God's love for us is everlasting. That means that God's love for us existed before we were born and will exist after we have died. It's an eternal love in which we are embraced. Living a spiritual life calls us to claim that eternal love for ourselves, so that we can live our temporal lives for parents, brothers, sisters, teachers, friends, spouses, and all people who become part of our lives as reflections or refractions of God's eternal love. No fathers or mothers can love their children perfectly. No husbands or wives can love each other with unlimited love. There's no human love that is not broken somewhere. When our broken love is the only love we have, we're easily thrown into despair. But when we can live our unbroken love as a partial reflection of God's perfect love, His unconditional love, then we can forgive one another, our limitations, and enjoy the love that we have to offer. Here's the great question. Other than God, who do you believe loves you with an everlasting love? And second question, who believes that about you? Let's pray this prayer from Henry Nouwen. Lord, show me how to live my broken love in a way that reflects your perfect version. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1110. And in the meantime, it's almost too good to be true, isn't it? We are so used to conditional love, partial love, temporary love, that forever love seems like a fairy tale. But Jesus came to show and tell us that that's not the case at all. Forever love is real. God's love is not fickle. You can count on it. It's forever. Thanks be to God.